broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Comedy Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Welcome to the Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Are you guys ready to frickin' laugh? Yeah, you are. Put your hands together and go nuts for your host this evening, Matt O'Brien.
How are you?
White guy sitcom music. What's the name of that sitcom? Where's my macaroni? Tuesdays on ABC. That's the... Good. I'm glad one table finds that very funny. The rest of you are like, is this a real show? Where's my macaroni? These are other lights. Thank you guys for coming out. How you guys feel? You guys feel good? Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. This is the Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Happens every Monday. A bunch of ding-dong comics are going to come up and do some friggin' jokes and stuff, and this is being recorded for Sirius XM Satellite Radio. That's what this mic is. Applaud for the satellite listeners. They probably don't want me to touch that. Canada last 168. It's probably just an uncle in a shed just petting a shotgun. That's their listeners. So what would you say to that uncle and that he's listening? It's almost hunting season, Uncle Herb. And he's like, human hunting. Very good tone to this show already. I think I'm just excited because it's the holiday season, isn't it? One woman. Wow. Everybody fuck off for Christmas, but you're like, yes, gingerbread. Do you love Christmas? Oh, now you just shut the fuck up. You're like, not anymore. Not since the crowd hates it. You like Christmas. Good. Good for you. Do you have a Christmassy name? Is it Noel? No. L? Did you go to the Christmas market?
Not yet.
Not yet? Did anybody go to the Christmas market yet? The fucking part of the city where you just drink hot wine? They call it mulled wine. And you just walk around the distillery district just being like, oh, I know the history of this. But you're just drunk during the day. It's great. It's great. It really gets you in the... You know, this season, I guess. And me and my wife went there, and we were drinking our mulled wine, which is, like I say, a very hot wine. And we were hanging out near this, like, really historic building and just, like, hanging out in the windowsill, like, laughing at people. And then we look over. This is a true story, 100%. I swear to God. We look over, and there's a kid. Let me describe this wall again. Okay, I'll just say this. This kid is sucking on the wall. Sucking on it. Out of this wall, there's like these half-inch thick screws coming out of the wall, and he is just giving it a good suck. He is sucking on the wall. And I start dying, because that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then I elbow my wife, and I'm like, look at this kid. He's sucking on the wall. And then she starts laughing. And so now we're laughing at this kid sucking on the wall. And the parents, they don't even notice. And then we're like, what bad parents? What, you can't even see your kid is sucking on the wall? What, I mean, aren't you supposed to stop him from doing it? And we almost said something. We were like, we wouldn't want to embarrass the parents and being like, excuse me, your child. I don't even know how to phrase that to a parent. Hi, excuse me, your kid? He's sucking on the wall. Can you just want to get a hold of your kid? He's sucking on it. He's sucking on the wall. And I was like, that's fine. But then I was like, what's more embarrassing? The parents or us laughing at the kid sucking on the wall? Not saying anything, just laughing hysterically. And then eventually the mom turned around and saw the kid sucking on the wall and just groaned and then pulled him off. Like, oh, she did it in a way that's like, oh my God, not again. Do you know what I mean? Like, this kid is just a classic wall sucker. And then, like, I saw her look at the father, too, and he's like, this is the son that you gave me? The one that sucks on walls. So that was my experience with the Christmas market. I don't remember anything else from it. But I do remember a kid was sucking on the wall. And I think I've said the phrase sucking on a wall enough that we're all going to have a weird nightmare tonight. Like you're going to wake up in a cold sweat and just be like, sucking on the wall! But that's fine. Cool. Well, thanks for listening to that part of the story. I'm excited to go home and visit my family in Peterborough. Fucking Peterborough? Oh, fuck! I could tell by the hat that you clearly got in a case of beer. Absolutely. That is absolutely a hat. You're like, here's my hat, and here's my beer, and then what else do I need? And your name's like Cameron or something. Or Connor or fucking Tyler. Oh, I'm close with the Connor!
Yeah, that's close.
How is that close? What is Connor close to? Donner? Tonner?
Colin.
Okay, Colin. Colin. Yeah, that's a classic OHL name. Every time I go back to Peterborough, I'm like, everybody here took police foundations and didn't follow through with it. That's the whole city. It's like, I still like to fucking play shinny every now and then. But you look at them too long, and they're like, you fucking looking at me? Fuck. Fuck. One time I got punched out in Peterborough because I asked a hot dog vendor for relish, and then the guy behind me punched me in the face. That is a 100% true story as well. I said, do you have any relish? And the guy behind me is like, what the fuck did you say to him? And then punched me in the face. I'm like, there's literally nothing you can say in this town that won't get you punched in the face. This is my favorite part of Christmas, is staying at my parents' place and listening to my parents yelling at the cats to get down from things. It's always so fucking loud. It'll be mid-sentence, too. Like, they'll be talking about something serious. They'll be like, did you hear your mother is, yeah, she might need to go. Stuart, get down from there! Stuart, get down! It doesn't help that the cat's name is a man's name, too. Like, hearing it from another room, you're like, oh, a man named Stuart is loose in the house. Stuart, get down! Just some guy covered in patches. It's a great time. It's a great time to be home. I had to travel a lot doing this ding-dong shit. I was checking into a hotel recently, and I checked into a hotel, and then she gave me my room number, and then she looks at me all like, she was like, oh, do you know that the floor you're staying on is haunted? And I'm like, why would I know that? Why would I ever know that? Doesn't make sense. And then another woman came from behind her, and she was like, y'all should know. That's very haunted. It's a very haunted hotel we have here. I'm like, first of all, easy on the y'alls. We're in Sudbury. There's no need for such y'alling up here. And second of all, like, I've stayed enough fucking hotels in my life, right? I know every fucking hotel is haunted. Like, we all know that by now. Like, we check into a hotel, be like, where's the ghost? Well, I know. Like, they told me. They gave me the whole spiel. There's like, they're like, people on the third floor, if they say they see a small ghost boy. Sucking on the walls. No, neither they. That'd be amazing. Oh, God, it was so funny to see. See? I didn't plan that there was two different boy stories. And I already led with boy sucking on wall. And now I'm leading into a ghost boy. That's how he died. He died doing what he loved. Sucking on walls. Wow, I'm having a real laugh up here about that. Trying to really compress it. They told me that this hotel is haunted by a little boy, and they were like, he'll just show up in your room. Some people say he just shows up, just stares at you, and just don't worry about it. Just tell him to come down to the front desk. He'll do it. We talk to him every now and then. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. How irritating. I don't want, like, the next words out of your mouth should be, here's a full refund and go somewhere else. Like, who is hearing that a small transparent boy might stare at you and going, oh, okay, 312, is it? No, I don't want, and like, that's the thing with ghosts. I'm very, like, brave when I'm talking to people one-on-one about ghosts. Like, when they were talking about it, I was like, I don't fucking care. I hope he shows up. Who cares? I don't fucking care about, fuck dead people. Fuck them all. Who cares? I don't care. But the second I'm alone in my room, I'm like, I shouldn't have said those things. Because that's when ghosts are the most scary. When you're completely alone, I believe in everything supernatural, right? A UFO is going to suck me up. Ghosts are going to come visit me. Demons are going to come out of my fucking dick. Or I don't know. Demons are going to come out of my dick. So I'm in this room, and I'm fucking terrified now because I'm like, I don't want this ghost boy to just come and stare at me, right? So here's my remedy for dealing with ghosts. I don't know if you've done such a thing, but I was alone, and I would just loudly describe everything I was doing to try to deter the ghost from scaring me. Because if I know ghosts, you have to be silent for them to be effective, right? You have to creep around corners and be all nimbly, right? But if you're loud, like I was just walking on the road, just being like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom now! Woo, washing my hands! Woo, wash up! Don't dry my hands! I'm drying my hands real hard! So if a ghost like showed up in the mirror, I'd just be like, all right, here we go! Back to the bed, here we go! Oh, I'm sleeping! Just freaking out so much that if there like it was a ghost watching me, it would just be like, well, this guy's already freaking out. What can I do to him? He's already freaking out more than what I would do. So I didn't see anything that night. But it still freaked me the fuck out. But in the meantime, are you fucking people ready to get this show started or what? Oh, man. Was that a joke about a kid sucking on a wall or what? Oh, Jesus. We're going to get the show started with your first act. I performed at festivals like, what's that one called? Just for Laughs? Yeah, you fucking performed there? I didn't fucking think so. This guy did it, and he's here for you tonight. Please give a huge round of applause for Daniel Woodrow, everybody. Awesome have to pull
the plug. What's up, white people? I'm just joking. Well, you are white, but I'm joking. I don't mind that you're white. This is weird. Hi, guys. You guys enjoying yourself? How's your ketchup, dude? You need a ketchup refill over there? Oh, man, that was amazing. It was like it was the apocalypse and you had the last ketchup bottle. He's like guarding it. Anyways, I don't care. I watch a lot of YouTube videos because I only work 7 minutes a day. You're welcome. I'm working right now. It's hard, though, because the autoplay messes things up. Like, you could be watching a cute cat video, always a cute cat video, and then somehow 7 videos later, it's a live execution. Like, why is this on YouTube? This is illegal. Like, I shouldn't be responsible for what happens when I'm taking a poop. Like, if I leave it on, and there's a video that teaches me how to make a bomb, but I don't know how to make a bomb, except the one I'm doing in the bathroom, and then the FBI kicks down my door, and I'm like, I don't know how to make a bomb. I don't know, actually, but then my history just betrays me. You know what I mean? So did that joke. But I like watching a lot of the 90s reality TV shows on there because, well, that was the best TV. I don't really care what you think. And early 2000s. I'll squeeze that in as well. Like there's a show called Blind Date. Do you guys know that? Right, now you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's not hard. They were on a date. They're not blind. It's just the 90s. They didn't know each other. And that's when it was like rare. And they're like, bring a camera. Someone might die. You never know. Like, imagine you had to explain to someone in the 90s how we date now. You're like, no, I just take my phone, I open an app, I swipe on someone's face. They don't even have to be that good looking. They pick me up with their car and we have sex. And they're like, oh, when's the murder part? When's that part? Bring the cameras, you know? And then there was...
Thank you.
And then there was Next. That was my other favorite one, which is like Tinder, but everyone's in real life. Like, on a bus, there's 5 dudes that pull up on a bus. And they each give their profiles, and they're always douchebags. It's like, hey, oh, my name's Chad, and girls don't reject me. And then he goes to step off the bus, and she's like, next, straight away, and then that's it. And then I watch it on YouTube and laugh. That's what I do. I'm going away on a trip soon to Southeast Asia, so I had to get vaccinated because, well, we're in North America, and we can't drink water anywhere else in the world without dying because we're so privileged. it's pretty much true. Like drinking water? Oh, no, not. I'll die. Sorry, I can't do. I'm from North America. You know what I mean? So we had to get shots for everything. And I used to be cool with it. Like, whatever. You know, I know how vaccinations work. But, like, when you actually think about it, you're like, how am I allowing this to happen? Like, when you get a tetanus shot, they inject a little bit of tetanus in your body, and then you fight it off and you don't get tetanus. That's weird. I don't know if that. How do we know that works? You're just giving me tetanus. What if it goes wrong, you know? Like, that's got to be a hard sell. It's pretty hard to sell used cars. I can only imagine how hard it is to sell, like, Hepe. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, Richard, come here and sit down. We found a way that you'll never get hepatitis A. Just go ahead. All right. Good to go. And he's like, wow, that was easy. That was simple. What was in that little vial? What'd you put in there? They're like, oh, that's Hepe. Congratulations. You have Hepe. That's $144. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I need to ask some more questions first. I don't understand. Like, I could just go down to the Toronto Island bathroom and stick the tip of my tongue to a toilet seat so I only get a little bit of Hepe, fight it off myself, and save the $144. You know what I mean? It's a lot of travel booze money. Thank you. That's my joke about having Hepe. I have Hepe. I don't have... I don't have Hep A. This much of my arm has Hep A, but we're working on it, so. I'll never get laid after a show for doing that joke. I'll be back in 2 weeks. You can catch me then, ladies. All right, anyways. I'll probably have other diseases. All right, this is weird. I'm going to stop now. Next joke. Any cat people here? That's surprising, actually. Do you ever, like, okay, how do you feel about petting a sleeping cat? Anyone? Right, it's like what they're designed for. You're like, okay, you pet us. But then I realized one day, it's like, maybe the cat, like, maybe that's terrifying for a cat. You know what I mean? Like, if someone just walked in your room when you're sleeping, touched your face, and walked away, you'd be like, what is that? That is a nightmare. You know what I mean? I might be the Freddy Krueger of my cat's dreams, and I never realized it. Can't believe that joke worked. I mean, like, I wish I could be more gangster. That's always been a goal of mine, but I own a cat, so I gave up that life right away. You know? Can't, like, plan a bake robbery, put on your black clothes, load your gun, feed your cat kibbles, and go. No one's ever done that. You don't see a DMX album with two cats on it. Like, that's never going to happen. Where are my cats at? Meow. You know what I mean? It's never going to happen. You show up to the bank, your, like, mask is covered with cat hair. They can't take you seriously. You're like, give me the money. They're like, but I know you were just cuddling your cat 2 minutes ago. And like, I know, I miss him. Hurry up, litter's expensive. Hurry up. I was on the subway the other day, and I think there should be a new law. Like, I don't, maybe it is a law. I don't know if it's illegal, but like, obviously, if you take a picture of someone's face, like, you don't know, it's probably a crime. Like, you at least do the sneak shot where you fake a phone call, and you're like, yes, yes, I'm on the way, and yes, yes, there's a conversation on the subway, whatever. So we all agree that's wrong. Why do I get drawn by random people on the subway so often? Like some idiot with a sketchbook and a pencil is just looking at me. Keel station, this is me. And then they just leave. That's a crime. You know what I mean? That's a crime. I don't know what you didn't try to sell it to me. You're just gone with my image. This is weird. You spent so much time and heart. Like, you know what I mean? Violated. That same subway ride, some white guy started rapping. He's like, yo, nigga, 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 nigga. And white people started turning around and look at me like I'm supposed to do something about it. Like I'm the defender of black people for this subway. Perfect. Like, whatever. They're just lyrics to the song. I don't really care. I mean, he was looking at me in the eyes, which is probably racist for sure or whatever. Like, I was going to turn around and say something, but I have a cat, so I already told you how that goes, you know? Just had to wave him down and be like, sorry, black people, you know what I mean? I don't know how to really ease into this, so I'll just say it. Like, my parents are white. I have white parents. Yeah, exactly. He's like, no, yeah, okay. Not like a science baby. We're all science. Okay, here we go. Like, my real mom's white, my stepdad's white, my half-sister's white, and then there's just me photobombing every photo since my birth. And the neighbor's like, who's this black kid and why does he have so many chores? What? How do we get one of those? I thought that was illegal or whatever. I'm not saying my parents are racist. I'm just saying we had a push mower and a lawn tractor and I could only use the push mower. So I don't know what that tells you about them. And the chains, oh, those hurt after a while. I'm just joking. All right, there's no too far. You guys are like, too far. Come on, guys. We're maxing out on white guilt here. So one year when I was 12, I asked my parents for a bike for my birthday, and I got it, obviously, because they're white. That's how that works. You get what you want. You guys know what I'm talking about. Some of you got an allowance. That's just money to not die. You know, you just keep being white and don't die. I also got that money, so whatever. So I bike to my friend's house. I leave the bike at the end of the driveway. I run in and like, bro, come out and check out the bike. He comes out. The bike's gone already. 30 seconds. How? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, my parents are white, but they're not that white. They're going to be like, they're not going to be like, there's another bike. Like, there's just no more bikes. I'm done for bikes. So I go home and tell my parents. Then my stepdad calls me out to the shed, which is weird when you're in trouble. You know what I mean? I've seen the movie Lassie, or Old Yeller. Old Yeller is the one. I know how that goes. You guys know that? he knows. The dog gets rabies and shot in the shed. Anyways, really great family movie that will make you cry for some reason when you're 12. Anyways, we get to the shed, slides the door open. My bike is just there because they wanted to teach me a lesson, and they stole it. And the only lesson that taught me is that they're master thieves and actors. I shouldn't trust them in any circumstance. That's weird. So that's how white people punish their kids with psychological damage, because apparently spanking is abuse. I lose my headphones. I'm like, do you guys know where they are? They're like, no. I'm like, but are they in the shed? And we don't live in the same city, so that's weird. All right, I'm Daniel Woodrow. Have a good night.
Yeah, Daniel Woodrow, everybody! Hey, this is Ali Hassan, generally harmless Muslim. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Anyway, you are listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge in Toronto on Sirius XM. You ready to fucking get it, Daniel? Woo! He said, are you ready to get the show going? Oh, fuck yeah! Oh, my God! What is this, Bonnaroo? Is this guy going to Bonnaroo? Are you going to Bonnaroo?
What the fuck did he say? He's the most confused man. He's like, like he forgot words for a second. He's like, I'm so scared. Please don't attack me. Anyway, this guy's going to Bonnaroo. And Peterborough, remember that. We're going to keep the show going with your next act. Absolutely one of my favorite acts to watch. She's very, very hilarious. Please give a huge round of applause. Applause and applause for the always hilarious Rochelle Lozon, everybody.
Oh, awesome half to fool the flood. About to drown in tears.
How's it going, guys? Good? Cool. Good, good. So I was on the subway today, and I overheard these two dudes talking, and the one guy's like, Tammy? Come on, bro. It's a porn name. Might as well just name your kid Destiny. She's going to be a stripper, bruh. And, like, you never hear those same sort of gendered assumptions about men, right? It drives me crazy. Because I'm like, I don't think I've ever met a Justin that I didn't fucking hate. Like, I feel like somebody tells me they're going to name their kid Justin, and I'm like, well, it's definitely going to own reptiles one day. Be a monster energy drink enthusiast, you know? One of those assholes, right? What I think is weird is that one of these days, there's going to be a bunch of grannies walking around named Brittany. Like Grandpa Jason. Like, the millennials are going to be grandparents one day. Like, what the fuck is that going to be like? Grandma Stephanie wants a pumpkin spice latte. And, like, I feel like it's just going to be very confusing for our families. It's going to be like, Mom, Grandma Ashley did it again. She texted me that she's literally dying. I go all the way up to her apartment. Some kind of fucking joke to this woman. God, I don't understand old people. But you know what? I'm a shameless millennial. I'm just like the rest of them. I don't give a fuck, me and all my friends. We're all the same, right? I do have like a really good group of girlfriends, though. There's four of us. We hang out like all the time. But like we hang out way too much, right? Like we hang out way too much. We hang out so much that that thing actually started to happen to us where we actually started to sync up our depression. So, no, not depressed. But like I watch all these sad-ass documentaries that make me so depressed. Do you guys ever do that? Do you watch sad documentaries? No? Okay. Sorry, you're happy. Whatever. You look like you watch sad documentaries. No? What the fuck is up with you people? You guys are like, have like families and stuff? Anyways, I was watching this one the other day on Indonesia. So I don't know if you guys know what's going on there right now, but it's like an epidemic. It's insane, okay? All of the toddlers in Indonesia are chain smokers, okay? This is like a real thing. It's not even a joke. So I'm watching them like interview the 6-year-old kid just like hacking away, just like such a natural. I'm like, are you insane? Like, what kind of world do we live in, okay? That's a 6-year-old kid. He's already way cooler than me. What the fuck? It's not fair. But two of my friends did actually go to Indonesia. They did that like 4-month backpacking trip to Southeast Asia. You know, just to like really soak in the culture with 1,600 other white people, you know? I just think it's so brave. I was like, yeah, Kayla, Cambodia, looks amazing. Where are all the Cambodians at, though? Right? Picking up your trailer, use condoms, Kayla? Fuck. But that's the thing, right? So they go on this trip, and then they both come back as smokers, you know, just two 25-year-old women picking up smoking for the first time. Like, I feel like picking up smoking at 25 is like picking up gymnastics at 25. Like, you really just missed that window, you know? Now you're just going to hurt yourself. It looks stupid. But, like, it's so annoying because we're, like, we're all out together. We're all having a good time. And then, like, one of them will just look at each other and be like, Do you want to just go for a little? Okay. Don't even worry about us. We're just going to go for a quick little cig, but, like, honestly, don't even worry. I'm like, it's just the three of us out here tonight, okay? Like, I'll make the trip, okay? So, like, I go out there, but these women have been smoking for a month. Like, that muscle memory, it's just not there, you know? So it's just sort of like a... And then this arm doesn't really know quite where to go. It just kind of floats there. So anyways, I showed them the video of the kids from Indonesia. I say, this is how it's done, okay? Could learn a thing or two from these kids. Take notes, you know? But, like, one of my friends, she's, like, even more of a millennial than the rest of us, if that's even possible. I mean, I love her. But it's, like, she's just one of these, she's just, like, a straight, white, boring girl. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't even have red hair. She doesn't understand adversity at all. But, like, she wants to. You know, like, she wants to be oppressed, right? So she'll start every sentence with, as a queer woman, I said, shut the fuck up, Angela. Okay? Like, you ate a pussy in college, okay? Like, you're not Chaz Bono. Really been riding on this one experience for a long time. Like, you have a boyfriend, let's move on, you know. And then I was drinking a Diet Coke one day, and she's like, do you know how many chemicals are in that Diet Coke? You're gonna get breast cancer. I was like, Angela, we snorted cocaine off a toilet seat last night. Like, I don't know what you want from me, right? Jesus. But, you know, I do, I talk a lot about being a millennial and kind of making fun of that, because as a white woman, I really don't have a whole lot to work with up here. So, you know, write about what you know. But I have been getting annoyed lately. I don't know if you guys have heard this, idea that the millennials are part of the hookup culture. Keep seeing that floating around the internet. So basically, it's like, because we have Tinder and social media, we're sluttier, right? We're not going to have that same sort of appreciation for lasting relationships. Like our parents' generation that are all divorced, you know? It's like, we're not going to have that. That's so sad. I'm like, you know what? Okay, no. My mom, you know, she didn't have Facebook, okay? She didn't have a cell phone. But, like, she fucked everyone. Like, let's not get that twisted, right? If anything, she didn't need that third-party app, right? She did that all on her own. I think that's way sluttier, if you ask me. My mom was an interesting lady, though. She had something called fibromyalgia. So if you don't know what that is, it's an excuse to have OxyContin for breakfast. So that was fun. It's funny though, like since I started doing comedy, people be like, oh, comedians are so fucked up, right? Comedians had like these fucked up childhoods and they got to get on stage and make other people laugh because they can't make themselves laugh because they're so fucked up, you know, like you hear that. And I'm like, I don't agree with that at all, right? Like I had an amazing childhood, you know, like we could afford OxyContin, like we were doing all right, you know. But it was kind of cool because she sort of became like the family pharmacist, right? Like I remember... I think I was 10 or something, and I was like, Mom, I can't sleep. And she's like, why don't you pop a little Ativan, let it melt on your tongue, you'll be out like a light. I slept for 3 days, okay? It's fucked up. It's fucked up. Remember one time my dad was just having, like, routine, like, dad back problems. She, like, gave him a Percocet, sent him on his way to work. He didn't even make it to the end of the driveway. Like, he had a seizure almost immediately and lost his license for a year. And I'll never forget my mom just standing at the top of the driveway just like, oh, my God, I married a fucking pussy, you know? And you know, another thing you hear a lot is like this idea about girls with daddy issues. You know, like guys are always trying to prey on girls with daddy issues because they have low self-esteem. And I'm like, I think you guys are really underestimating the power of mommy issues, okay? You know, it's like a underrated issue, right? Because I'm like, you still get all the fun, sexy stuff that comes along with daddy issues, but like I'll never trap you with a baby, you know? I don't know how to nurture. I feel like the closest thing I know will ever know to giving birth is like when he pulls out, you know? Sort of. Right. Did I just hear, that's disgusting? Well, I don't know. I gave birth a few times today already, so I'm doing all right. I was thinking about my mom the other day, though. Going back to mommy issues. We're staying there. We're going to ride this out. Because she did go through this like really weird religious phase when we were kids that like nobody was on board with, you know? But she tried so hard to recruit me. And I remember her sitting me down. I'm like 12 or whatever. And she sits me down. She's like, you know what, Rochelle? I just want you to know that God's always there, okay? God's always listening to you. Even when you think he's not there, he's there. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this changes things a lot. And it sounds bad because I was so young, right? But it's like, I was already having a pretty intense sexual relationship with one of my decorative pillows upstairs. And didn't know I had an audience. Didn't know I had a bit of a peeping Tom, right? I mean, I didn't really know what I was doing at that point, just sort of aimlessly dry humping shit around the house when no one was home. Ladies, you know how it was. You remember the good old days, right? Oh my, it wasn't until years later, oh my God, I was having sex with this beautiful armchair. And he was a real bad boy, guys. Or lazy boy, I can't remember. But I ended up having my first orgasm. You guys remember your first orgasm? Yeah, you do. And you do too. You're not going to say it because you're a liar, but I know you do. Because that shit's insane the first time that happens to you. I was like, what the fuck is shit? I'm like, what the fuck just happened to me? I'm like, can everyone do this? Am I the chosen one? Like, what is happening here? That's when I started believing in God. That was the day. But you know, like, I think back to that time in my life, that like pubescent, awkward stage, and it was just the worst. It was the fucking worst. And I hate it when you hear people say that boys have it worse hitting puberty, right? I mean, I see where they're coming from, right? Because boys hitting puberty, like, you just see it and it's disgusting, you know? Like, I feel like if I have a son from the ages of like 12 to 17, like, mom is going on a business trip, you know? Like, see you later. I just don't want somebody like learning to masturbate in my house while I'm there. Like, I just. Ugh. But ladies, you know, it's just as shitty for us. It's just as shitty for us, but it's like behind closed doors, I would say, for women. Like, understand there was a time in my life where I put a tampon in my asshole because I thought it was my vagina, okay? Like, understand there was a day in 2006 where I had family dinner with a tampon in my asshole because I couldn't find my own pussy. Guys, try and fucking tell me who had it worse. Anyways, you guys have been a ton of fun. Thanks so much.
Yes. Rochelle Lauzon, tampon in the asshole. It's about fucking time someone says what we're all thinking.
Hi, I'm Sandra Radalini, and you're listening to the Alt Doc Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM at the Rivoli in Toronto.
We're going to keep going with your next one. And this guy also performed at Just for Laughs in Montreal. And also is featured in the film R&R IP3, which is debuting on YouTube tomorrow. Please give a huge round of applause for Cal Post, everybody!
Hello. Hello! All right, so I got this tampon in my ass, right? No? Merry Christmas! Happy holidays, man! Awesome. You dig it? Way to go, crowd. Way to go. Very happy crowd. I love Christmas, man. I was that kid that believed in Santa way too long. Way too long. Like 11. Like, that's almost teenager year fucking years. You know, like, it's close. Like, you're getting up there. I was heartbroken when I found out. I was terrified. My mother told me. And they pushed it on me real hard. Like, they faked calls from Santa at home. They said, they'd always tell me, like, I just missed Santa on the news flying over our city. Like, they really pushed the shit. So at 11, my mother sits me down. My father's in the living room. And my mother goes, there's no Santa Claus. And I bawled. I bawled and cried. And my only reaction was, what about the Easter Bunny? And my mother goes, yeah, there's no Easter Bunny. And they went through the gauntlet, no Easter Bunny, no Tooth Fairy. And then my father from the living room goes, and don't forget about God! There's no Jesus or Allah. That 8 elephant armed guy, he's fucked. That's not real. Hey, speaking of no God, President Trump, eh? Huh? Huh? It's terrifying and scary, but at the same time, kind of hilarious. I think you have to look. Like, I hate the guy, but fuck, season one was so good. I'm kind of interested in season two. I want to see what happens, man. How is he going to fuck this shit up? I get it. I understand why they voted for him. Not that I hate him. Like, don't get me wrong. Fucking hate his guts. He's a piece of shit. But if you've ever met an American Trump supporter, you know why it happened. Have you met one of these things? Fucking horrible, man. I met a real-life American down south Trump supporter. Like, they're everything you wanted them to be. They really are, just breathing out of that open mouth all goddamn day, just... Like, every time he breathed air, it looked like he said the word air, so he didn't forget what he was doing. Like, air! I need air, breathe air! But America had it coming. They had it coming. Trump is what happens when you tell your kids, anyone can be president. Stop that. Stop telling your kids they can be anything. You gotta tell them they're dumb sometimes. It's really important to everyone else's life. It really is. And I know that can sound... Here's the thing. I'll give you an example. When I was a little kid, when I was like this old, my father, I went to him. I said, look, I said, I want to be the president, to my dad. And my dad goes, no, you can't. And I said, why? And he said, because you're Canadian, idiot. You're a moron. So I said, okay, I want to be... What can I be? He's like, well, we have a prime minister. He's like, I want to do that. He said, no, you're too stupid. You're just a stupid idiot. You can't do it. And that might sound really harsh, and it might come off really, you know, awful. But at the same time, aren't you looking at me right now going, I'm happy he's not the prime minister? It worked out for everybody. So fuck it. Tell your kids they're dumb once in a while. Humble them at the very least. Jesus Christ. I mean, they got Trump. What do we got? We got Trudeau. I voted for that asshole. I'm still waiting for legal weed. Who voted him for any other reason? Who's like, I like how he didn't have anything else on the table. It was all just weed. That's all I saw. It's like, yeah, I want to smoke weed outside because that's just what I do with my life. That's just what I want to do. I'm old. I'm 33. I used to get stoned and party. That was what I liked to do. Now that I'm older, I get high and I go to the dentist because that makes me super happy. Because it's the one day I allow myself to get fucked up at 9 in the morning. Like that early. I go, oh, I got... Because I hate the dentist. But if I add weed to it, now it's not so bad. And I go to see my dentist, Gary. That's his name. I never learned his last name. I've been too high every time I go there. It's like, I don't know. You're Gary. I don't even know if his name's Gary. I really don't. I might have just given him that moniker. Like, you're Gary. Because that's funny to me right now. Last time I went into Gary's office, and I was all fucked up. I ripped a big bong and then smoked a joint. And then when I go in, I also pay for the giggly gas, because, you know, if I'm going to get high, let's go all the way, baby. Let's do the whole thing. So I get in his office, and I sit down. I go, hey, Gary. Hey, buddy. How you feeling? Great. Feeling great, man. He gives me the gas. Oh, yeah. But then he puts this thing in my mouth I'd never seen before, ever in my life. It's this tube, and it goes in, and it kind of goes, and it makes your mouth kind of go. You know, so you don't have dirty fingers in your mouth holding that shit open. Like, it's just this one little contraption. It goes, and as soon as it happened, I wanted to make that easy fucking joke. Like, it happened, I went, whew. And I wanted to lean over to Gary and be like, hey, I should get one of these for my girlfriend, right? Eh? For my girlfriend? But I was so fucked up and high, I looked at Gary and I go, hey, this would be great for sucking dicks. But I was so high, I also, my neck fell and I looked at his cock, like, right after. Wouldn't it be great for sucking dicks? And then the next time I went to the dentist... Because I write Gary on email. That's how I talk to him. I don't make appointments with his staff because I don't like doing it that way. So I write Gary directly. I go, Gary! And I told him, I go, I wrote a joke about you. And I need my teeth cleaned. So he's like, awesome. Come on in. So the next time I went in, right, he gets me all ready. I'm all high again. Gives me the gas right away. Puts his gloves on. He's like, all right. So tell me the joke. Right? And I was already way too fucked up. I completely forgot the joke. I just looked at him and said, oh, it was just about me sucking your dick, dude. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I sucked your dick in this joke. Oh, I'm going to leave. I should go. I'm going to go. I'll do one last thing. Enjoy the holidays. Really do. And spend time with people you love, because that's all that matters these days. I think you can look at the world right now and watch it heating up and going, yeah, you know what, I should probably get my last love in. I really should, because who knows how long this shit's going to last. Like 70% of the coral reefs died yesterday. Do you know that? Like 70% of them just died yesterday. Yeah, go have some crazy fun sex. Just do it, because you're going to need it. It's going to get all Mad Max here very quickly. I like sex, man. Sex is a good time. People shit on it. The church shits on it. Fuck that. It's my favorite thing to do. I like sex in public. That's the best. Yeah, man, like, do it where people can catch you. It's just fun. Don't exit this show through the back tonight. I'm just saying, just don't do it that way. I might be back there. This happened in Toronto last summer. It's one of my favorite stories. Last summer, downtown Toronto, there was a threesome on a bus on a Tuesday. 2 in the afternoon. Like in the day. People are going to the bank, doing groceries. Three people just thought, well, here we are. Let's do it. And they did. They really did. They went right at it. Just on the bus. And they pulled over immediately, and everyone was disgusted. Like, they handed it out. Like, ew, ew. And that offended me. Their offendedness offended me. Because people will crowd around and watch two guys kick the shit out of each other and bleed on the street. And that's entertaining, you know? But three people making love, it's too much. No, pull over the bus. It's disgusting. Close your eyes, everybody. This is horrific. Ew, gross. Fuck that. I would have watched the whole thing. I paid $3. I would have sat there and watched that shit start to finish. Because let's face it, I was going home to watch this anyway. Like, I really... You guys have been a really fun crowd. I'm Cal Post. I'm going to be back to your host. Good night, everybody. Good night, good night, good night.
Hi, I'm Andrew Riveme, and you're listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge, taped live from the Rivoli every Monday night in downtown Toronto. The Alt-Doc on Sirius XM's Canada Laughs, channel 168.
Please welcome to the stage, Dom Perré!
Don't just beg, borrow, and steal all your time. You call it ding fine.
Hey. this show's been interesting. The beginning of it was, like, uncomfortable, and now you guys like jokes. So good. Let's try to get to some. I'm going to tell you a time where racism worked, and then we'll move from there. Good. I'm glad it got quiet, because it made no sense. But I will explain it. It is weird to do comedy over people splitting food and negotiating. It's just, I get it. You got edamame, and you want to split. Chill it. You know? This got even more uncomfortable. Good. This is where I'm my wheelhouse, you know? I was talking about racism, and I saw it work once. I saw it here in Toronto. It was in a Walmart on a Sunday, which I do not recommend. That is family day. But it was packed, and if you want, for the reference, because we're here, it was Dufferin Mall, so... why would you woo that place? I don't... It's like wooing a crater after a nuclear blast. Like, woohoo, it's glowing, you know? It's a mall comprised of 18 cell phone kiosks and a Walmart. That's it. But I was there. I was in Walmart, and I was just trying to save some money on some George T-shirts. You know, I was in line. Thank you for the advice. That's what this was about. What else can we save at Walmart? What else can I... What else? Fuck you, what else? Paper towels. You're a paper product? Okay, fine. How about cotton swabs? Where are you on that? Take what off? You can print photos off? Good. Lady in a tiara just saved money on photos. I don't know what the fuck just happened to this show or this set. But... No, fuck, no. Listen, anyone here who doesn't like this, you shut up and you save money, all right? Can you apply coupons as well to these fucking photos? What the fuck? Sometimes you want to take chances and stand up and people won't let you. Because you want to, like, do an insightful joke about racism, and then people are like, you can save money on toilet paper. Which, no, that's fine. You don't have to stop Snapchatting. I'm too old to know why it's valuable, but you should do it. Like, for sure it gives your life meaning, you know? Like, if you don't Snapchat, I think you're dead now. I don't know how it works, but I'm just on Facebook. I have an Instagram account. It's called Fuck Instagram. I have 3 pictures on it, and they all say Fuck Instagram. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I do think that your reference to toilet paper was very apropos, though, and it helped. It helped the whole show. Because the show was missing something, and now we know what it was. That was exactly what it was. Because I was commenting on race, and you're like, oh, I get it. Something that's white that gets brown. I understand where you were going with that. Oh, yeah, like I'm the asshole. Look right at her. She's the one who did it. Hold her accountable. It's 2016. Did I get out of it? Yeah, why not? I don't know what the fuck happened to this show. At first, I couldn't get your attention. Now I have your full attention, but I don't know what to do with it, you know? It's awkward. I was, what the fuck was, oh yeah, whatever. I was in Walmart where we've clearly established we can save money. And that's what I was doing. But look, if you've ever been there, you know you're going to stand in line for a while. It goes on and on forever. But I was standing in that line. I was finally getting up to the front, and I noticed there's this little Asian kid. He's like 5 or 6 years old. And he was like half terrified, half crying. And the lady in the front, the supervisor, she ran over. She tried to help him, just figure out where your parents, what's the matter. But this little Asian kid, he didn't speak English at all. So I got to see something kind of beautiful. Out of this line of every race and creed and culture, I got to see the Asians in this line just start to walk over and just give it a shot. So I got to see a Chinese guy walk over and lean down to talk to the kid. The kid backed away like, what the fuck? And then he was like, oops, sorry, not me. And he went back into the line. Then I saw a Korean guy walk over and lean down, same thing. He's sorry, not me, back into the line. And then a Japanese guy was walking over to talk to the kid, but this old Portuguese man right in front of me, he stopped him. He just grabbed him at the elbow. And I knew he's Portuguese because he was bent over and looked angry at the air. And was like, ugh, you know? But he stopped him, and he looked at the kid. He was like, oh, that's a Viet. You never seen a Viet before? And then he looked into the line. He pointed at a guy. He was like, you, buddy, you're a Viet. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm Vietnamese. Well, fucking talk to the kid already. And he did. He walked over. He leaned down. He talked to the kid. And the kid was like, finally, I could communicate. And he explained he just lost his dad. He didn't know where he was. He was scared. And the supervisor said, don't worry about it, guys. We have a system. We'll page the dad's name out. We'll bring him up to the front. They'll be reunited. But this old Portuguese man was not done yet. Because he shoulder checked me. He looked over one side, then the other side. He spotted a guy in an aisle and went, you! You're Vietnamese! And the guy went, yeah. He's like, would you come with a kid? Because this one looks just fucking like you. And it was his kid. And he had to run alongside in that panic run, like half speed, to get up to his son, and he held him so close. And that entire line of families erupted into applause for that old Portuguese man for being so racist. He was better at telling Asians apart than Asians are. And I knew it was racist, by the way, because at the end of all that applause, he only said one angry word. Typical. Man, finishing that joke changed the vibe in this room. Some of you aren't sure if you're at a rally now for some reason. It got fucking weird. I think it's because you missed the front end of the joke where I said I saw racism work, and probably because we got involved in bargains. I know how it is. Fuck, what are they rolling back? I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to do another joke and leave, because I think I've got the light. I'm not sure, but I want it, you know? This has been a nice show. It's been good to watch you guys react to things. Like, when things are really funny, sometimes you just don't look at it. You just stare at your phones. You're like, that might be funny somewhere. I like being Snapchatted. I don't know what to say. I travel around a lot. I know I don't look it. I'm getting fat. But, like, I move a lot. I've been traveling a lot in the States, and it's a weird thing because when you go to the States, they'll ask you questions about Canada. And one of the things they'll say is be like, what's it like to grow up in a country without racism? Like, oh, we fucking have it. We do. Go up north. You will see it. The first time I ever heard the N-word in my life was in Timmins, Ontario. Don't fucking go. Timmins, Ontario is famous for two things: building a Shania Twain museum and then blowing it up to turn it into a nickel mine. And you can Google that. That's fucking true. That's what they did. We love her. Fuck her. There's nickel here. But I was there. I was at a house party. And the fight broke out between a white guy and a black guy. And as they were fighting, their friends came in. They grabbed him. They pulled him apart. But as they pulled him apart, the white guy pointed at the black guy and he just said, he's like, fuck you, N-word, and he just dropped it. And to me, that was crazy. Because it's not like a movie, you know, it's not like TV, it was in real life. And I'd never seen that before, where you see a guy like 5 feet in front of you using a word that honestly is just meant for hate. Just meant for hate. To make somebody feel small and segregated in society. And when you see a guy using a word like that, like 5 feet in front of you, all you can think is, wow, what a fag. Just totally retarded, you know. Fucking homo retard. Jewish. Oh, I'm gonna end on something and then go away. I think some of you like me, but you're not sure why, and some of you want to like me, but you're not allowed to, you know? I've seen this whole table make eye contact with each other at every joke, like, okay, ha ha, okay, yeah. Whatever. I was talking about the C word, and I had a lady come up to me at the end of the show. She didn't like what I said, and she was, like, talking to me about it. She's like, listen, buddy, I don't think you get it. I don't think you got it. And I was like, all right, for sure, let's talk, you know? And she was like, look, I don't think you get it, buddy, because the C word is like the N word, but for women, they're the same. I was like, okay, that makes sense. For like 2 seconds. And I was like, no, that's wrong. Let's talk about it, all right? Because look, this is a full room right now. I could point out one woman in here at random, and I could call her a cunt. And her friends would be furious. But everyone else would be like, I don't know. Maybe she's being a cunt. Try doing that with the N-word. It is not the same reaction. That's a really good joke. You guys are just dicks. Anyway, I don't know. I got to be honest with you. Before I came here, I helped an old lady off of a streetcar, and she kissed my hand, and she said, may God bless you. So I came up here knowing I was better than all of you. And I am leaving knowing that.
And now keep it for real going for everyone you saw on the show tonight and for yourselves. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Have a great night, everybody. Bye, everybody. Bye.
The Alt.com Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.